السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Inshallah, we have to take care of 12 surahs today. So I'm going to be a little bit quick so that you can recite it after me. And we'll just go over a few points of the tajweed rules without repeating them, Inshallah. So let's get started. Please recite after me. We start with Suratul Asr. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. This surah has got a very important thing for us to learn, which is to make the ra when it has a sukoon to be heavy, because the ending sound in ayah 1 is wal asr. And the ra will be heavy because when we put a sukoon and the previous sign there is a fatha, the ra is heavy. To make the ra heavy, you just have to remember that you pull the tip of the tongue away from the gum line on the front teeth and pull it more towards the roof of the mouth. So the sound here is wal asr. Try to say this sound ra, 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 wal asr. Same thing when ending of ayah 2, khusro. So, khadamahu, you should make a rounded lips and then flatten it when you come to seen, because seen is a soft letter, khus. And then the ra is heavy, khusro. And same thing at the end in the last ayah, bisabro. There you have a qalqalan letter ba, so sabe. Sa is heavy letter, raise the back of the tongue, and for ba, flatten the lips, sabe. Then the ra is heavy, sabiru. I hope that helps. Inshallah, let us move on now to the next surah. Suratul Humazah. Repeat after me. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wailul likulli humazatil lumazah. الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة So the main thing in this surah for us to recognize is the ending sound of all the ayahs is either a ta marbuta or a letter ha. And when you put a sukoon on either of them, you have to make the ha sound, which should be deeper and not husky. We should not confuse this ha sukoon with the jeem ha, that ha with the sukoon. Okay, so this will be, for example, end of first ayah, lumazah, zah, instead of being lumazah. You hear the difference in the sound? Lumazah. So it should be deeper, you pull the sound. The bottom of the throat is where we have hamza and ha, if you remember your izhar letters. So this will be ha with a sukoon. Ayah 2 ends with عدده. آية 3 أخلده. آية 4 في الحطمة. آية 6 الموقده. There's another important word in آية number 7, تطلع. The first letter is ta, then it's ta. So we have to make the difference in the sound ta ta. For ta, you should keep the tongue flat. For ta, raise the back. Ta tolio. And we should have the same sounds at the end of the last three ayahs. Al f ida. مُقْصَدَه مُمَدَّدَه. So inshallah, practice these sounds. Now we will do Surah Al-Fil. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل. ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل. فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. Okay, so let us look at a few words. Ayah 1, alam. You push on the hamza, a, alam. The difference is we should not say alam tara. Not pushing on lam, push on hamza, alam. Alam, and then push on ta, tara. Keep the ta soft and ra heavy. Then the word rabbuka. This is a common mistake to say rabbuka where we don't make the kaf soft enough. So just focus on the kaf, rabbuka. Bi ashabi. So sad has a sukoon, as. Raise the back of the tongue. Don't confuse it with the seen sukoon. بأصحاب الفيل. آية 2 تضليل. So ta was soft, dod is heavy. Make a scoop with your tongue, lift it up and hold it. Tab. Don't let the air out. تضليل. آية 4 ترميهم. Keep the ta soft, ra heavy. تر. ترميهم. Two counts. And min sijil. The noon is ikhfa. Keep the tip of the tongue close to the bottom teeth and keep it straight so the noon ghunna is soft. Min sijil. And for the jeem shadda, try to bring the sound from the middle part of the tongue. Sijil. Very important word is faja'alahum. The correct way to emphasize this word would be to push on the letter lam. It's a combination of fa and then ja'ala and then hum. So it is customary to pronounce the lam with more emphasis. Faja'alahum. Faja'alahum. And hum, dhamma, rounded lips, meem, flatten it so that the meem becomes soft. Faja'alahum. Ka'asfim. So here the sawd is heavy. As. Ka'asfim ma'kool. When you finish the ku long sound with sharp rounded lips, then for lam, make sure it goes back to its natural straight line. Ma'kool.